Blog Talk Radio.
So the Most High is going to stop the flowing of the people going into that country. Read.
Jeremiah chapter 51, the end of verse 44. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Verse 45. My people, go ye out of the midst.
Hold up, read that again.
My people, go ye out of the midst.
I think within this chapter, he said flee and get out of around 3-4 times. Right? Read.
My people, go ye out of the midst of us, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Most High Ahiah. And let your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come one year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor. And
wars and rumors of wars. You're hearing about it, and because it's not happening, you think it's not going to happen. Read.
Verse 46. End of verse 46. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Verse 47. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon. And her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon. For the spoiler shall come up unto her from the north, saith the Most High Ahiah. As Babylon hath called the slain of Israel to fall, so as Babylon shall call the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away. Stand not still. Remember the Most High Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind.
Listen to this clear. Ye that have escaped the sword, that means you escape the destruction that coming to Babylon, go away and stand not still. So when you leave, remember the power or the God Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. If that looking forward, not looking back. Now let Jerusalem come into your mind. She's finished. Right? Read.
Verse 51. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are coming to the sanctuary of the Lord's house.
Strangers have destroyed us. Strangers have destroyed our sanctuary, our belief. They destroyed our understanding so that we cannot connect to our God. They've given us their gods. Baal, Baal, Satan, the dragon, Moloch. These are the gods we've been worshiping ignorantly. Jesus. Zeus. Okay, we ain't know nobody named Jesus. Total madness. And then when we wake up and understand these things, we say, well, hold up. I'm a stranger here. You dragged me here. And the Most High starts reviving us. They be like, okay, we have one who's the extremist. You're a terrorist. Read on.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 52. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High Ahiah, that I will do judgment upon her graven images.
I'm going to destroy all your images and your idols. And man, if you look at, if you even look at Washington, D.C., it's idol after idol. Monuments of idols. Obelisks, which is man's personal member. That's what an obelisk is. What's that, the Washington Monument? Idols every place. Five-pointed stars every place. But what if some did not believe? So what if you don't believe what we're teaching you? Paul asked, so what if some did not believe? Shall your unbelief make the faith of God without effect? You mean the Most High is going to stop his own program because you don't believe them? No, you're dead. That's what you are. Okay, his program was before us. And it will be well after us. And that's for the people that's walking out there. Well, there's wars all the time. There have always been these situations. Every few years this happens. Nothing is going to change. That's a dead man.
Shabbat Shalom, Barak Afam, Martha Wada. Peaceful Sabbath. Bless you all. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Friday Night Sabbath coming out of Babylon here for the Gathering of Christ Church, where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. I'm your host, Brother and Elder Ramar Karab. It is 7:11 p.m. Central Standard Time, August 25th, 2023, and man, oh man, is it crazy out here in these streets, streaming live from the heart of Babylon, the belly of the beast, and very, very serious times we are living in right now, family. Very crazy times, very bizarre and strange things happening in our reality. But for those of you who are here that are blessed to be here, I pray that you've had a blessed week and that as your Sabbath is beginning or has already started, that it is blessed also. All right. And I want to give all praise, honor, glory to the Heavenly Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, which make up the Godhead, the Elohim, or the Elohim. The Father's name in the Hebrew is Ahayah. His Son, whom the world calls Jesus Christ, His name in the Hebrew is Yeshaya, and the Holy Spirit is Ruach in the Hebrew. I want to give all praises that we are here for another Sabbath, another weekly Sabbath. It's always a blessing to see it week in and week out and to make it to this time of rest and this time where we can connect to the heavens and disconnect from this world and all the insanity happening right now in our reality. It's also a blessing to be here for another live stream, another episode of Friday Night Sabbath. And, it's always delightful to come here and to bring forth the information that's given to me in the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit from the heavenly throne. I feel that, the information that comes is, coming straight from the heavens. And I'm just here to deliver it to you, brothers and sisters. So I'm here to learn and grasp it all the same as you all are. And so we'll see how it all comes out tonight. But nonetheless, so much to go into. Let me go ahead and get tonight's title before we go into some quick announcements. Tonight's title is Spiritual Wickedness in High Places. Spiritual Wickedness in High Places. And I know some of you, if not most of you, are familiar with the scripture in mind, where that comes from, and some of the images on your there in the for the thumbnail may give you an idea of some of the content we're going to go into tonight. All right, so definitely stay tuned. These streams seem to get more and more powerful as we get closer to the end. And so hopefully the information that comes out is very edifying for brothers and sisters to receive and understand in these confusing times, as well as give you hope and strength to endure these crazy times. Okay. Let's go ahead into some announcements. Let everybody know where we are streaming tonight. We are streaming live on twitch.tv. We are GOCC Southwest, the Southwest region of the Gathering of Christ Church. You can find us here on twitch.tv. You can either put the direct link into a browser. You can go to Twitch through any browser, whether it's Firefox, Google Chrome, Safari, any browser, twitch.tv/GOCC Southwest. Or you can download the Twitch app from your app store to your device, and you can search for GOCC Southwest through the Twitch app. All right. And that's where you will find us streaming live tonight. Also, we are multicasting through Blog Talk, blogtalkradio.com. You can call in through your phone if you would rather listen through your phone. It is the guest caller number is 515-605-9327. 515-605-9327. call in. If you have something you would like to say, question, comment, you can simply press 1 when you call in. I will check the studio periodically to see if any callers are in that would like to speak, and I'll get to your calls as we go through tonight's live stream. Our main hub, the main place that you want to be, make sure if no place else that you are subscribed, is on our YouTube channel, GOCC Southwest on YouTube. Okay, youtube.com/GOCC Southwest. That way, you know, you're notified and kept up to speed at all times what we're going to be doing week in and week out for this particular ministry here for our GOCC Southwest. And you also have our backups. All of our backup content is archived on our Odyssey channel, odyssey.com/GOCC Southwest. You can find that under the About section here on Twitch or on our YouTube channel, the Odyssey Archive. So not able to really have this information on YouTube, and so we have to archive someplace else where we can have the ability to speak freely without being censored. So that's where, these are the platforms that we're using. Okay. Looking into some other platforms, maybe Rumble, seeing if Rumble has a live stream option, and maybe check them out and see how, you know, that would work if it's possible. But so far, you know, Twitch has been working pretty good. We are here, you know, hopefully, you know, we're able to, be a voice in the community here on Twitch. We have a lot of gamers that come here and do a lot of gaming content. And who knows, they may happen across this this video and not even be looking for it. Or maybe they are looking for it and can get some information that would make this reality make sense for them and answer some questions that maybe they have. So you never know, you know, where the Most High God will have you, wherever he has you. Could be for a purpose that you don't even realize you're being used for. Okay, so we're just making use of what we have. And, you know, who knows how much longer before it all is gone. And us having the ability to be here streaming through the internet. But we will continue as long as we can, as long as these platforms are here, as long as we have breath, we'll be here. We also have our main channel for the church. On YouTube, A Gathering 144. Subscribe there. Our backup is GOCCNYC. Subscribe there. Website for the church, gatheringofchrist.org. Gatheringofchrist.org. Everything from the church media, the church library and materials that we go into, our holy day calendar, the Hebrew calendar where you can purchase it, GOCC Network, on and on and on. Whole community is there on our website, as well as the information, everything you can think of when it comes to Gathering of Christ Church. So those are the things for the church in particular. And we also have our Hebrew and Bible Academy. Hebrew and Bible Academy, if you would like to find out more or you'd like to enroll, historytimes.org, historytimes.org. Okay, and from there you will have in the academy you can learn the ancient and modern Hebrew. You also have the weekly news, and as well as biblical foundational lessons every week to give you a real good foundation when it comes to the Bible. All right, so that's what the Hebrew and Bible Academy entails. And those are our announcements for this evening. So it's like we have a good amount of people in, about 300 people, which is good for this time. And so let's go ahead and get started. Let's go ahead and get started. The title, once again, for tonight's live stream, Spiritual Wickedness in High Places. Spiritual wickedness in high places. So what do we mean, or better yet, what does the Bible mean when we talk about spiritual wickedness in high places? Of course, you see your images here on your screen, and I'm certain it gives some idea of, you know, the direction and angle we're going to attack this from tonight. But let's first go over to this particular scripture and see what the Bible is speaking of when it talks about spiritual wickedness in high places. We're going to go over to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. All right. Ephesians, chapter 6. I'm going to pull it up here on the screen so you all can follow along with me. One second here. So you all should see my screen now. Where do we find this at in the Bible, in Scripture? Ephesians 6, verse 12 is where we find this. I'm going to read it here. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Okay, so this is where we would go to find this particular phrase that's in our title tonight. This is the verse. And let us break this down. All right, let's go ahead and break down this verse. And then we're going to get a precept. So it says here, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities." What are principalities? Well, let's go into the dictionaries here. We're going to first start with the Strong's. What is a principality? This is Greek's Strong's 746. It says a commencement or chief. In various applications of order, time, place, or rank. Beginning corner, at the first estate, magistrate, power, principality, principle, rule. And if we go over here to the Thayer definition, it says here, pretty much the same, the person or thing that commences, the first person or thing in a series, the leader, that which anything begins to be, the origin, the active cause, the extremity of a thing, of the corners of a cell, the first place, principality, rule, magistracy. And then we also have of angels and demons. So we're talking about rulers of origin, of angels and demons. Keep going. We also have power. Let's go into the Greek Strong's 1849. It says privilege, that is subjectively force. Okay, so a power is something that has you subject to its force through privilege, capacity, competency, freedom, mastery. It says concretely, magistrate, superhuman, or what they would like to call extraterrestrial. In some cases, some of the things we've been talking about here in recent weeks, potentate, token of control, delegated influence, authority, jurisdiction, liberty, power, right, strength. So a lot going on there in the Greek Strong's and the Thayer. You know, a lot of the same things. It says physical and mental power, the power of rule or government, the power of him whose will and commands must be submitted to by others and obeyed, authority over mankind. Let's see, what else do we have here? One who possesses authority. The leading and more powerful among created beings, superior to man, spiritual potentates. Right, which takes us back to what we read with principality, angels, and demons. So now let's go next to what do we have here for rulers? For the Strong's, G2888. It says a world ruler or an epithet of Satan. An epithet of Satan, a world ruler. Okay, and we're going to get even more understanding behind, you know, when you think about world rulers, you think about, you know, senators, governors, presidents, prime ministers. So what is it talking about when it says world ruler, but it also talks about an epithet of Satan? It says here, Lord of the world, prince of this age, the devil and his demons. A person could read this scripture and may actually think that this is more so talking about, you know, government powers. But that's on a lower level. We talk about government. Okay, who is behind the scenes, who we don't see, controlling government? That's what this is. That's what Paul is pointing out. There is an unseen hand or unseen forces working here that people may not realize. And because people don't realize this, this is where people fall victim to our reality. The first, you know, the biggest deception in this world was first the devil making people think he didn't exist or he doesn't exist. That's the first deception. The second deception is for people who believe the devil is real. But if he's real, where is he? And how much power does he have? And if he is the Lord of the world, the prince of this age, then when we look at our reality, would we then not be able to draw more understanding as far as to what's going on in our world? So if you're not looking at the world and the policies and the different events that are happening in this world through this lens of understanding who the Lord of the world is, the prince of this age, then you're going to look at things happening in reality as just coincidence, or that's just life, or it's natural disaster, whatever. Right? So we must look at this through the lens of what Paul was trying to break down and trying to point out, that you don't really realize what you're fighting against if you don't understand things through this lens. You have no idea. And how much more with the technology that we have in the earth today, where we are more in par with the days of Noah and the technology that was before the flood. We're talking about, you know, Atlantean technology, Atlantis, and as, you know, as renowned of a city as it has been made throughout all the ages, the technology they had that would surpass the primitive technology that we have today. How much more would this, what we're reading, be more fitting for the times we're in now, being that Paul wrote this, you know, some, you know, 1700 years ago, somewhere in close to 2000 years ago, he was writing this. But let's keep going here because there's more. And this is helping us get a clear understanding of what Paul is actually speaking about here. What are we really wrestling with? Are we wrestling against flesh? What is flesh? It says stripped of the skin, meat of an animal, or by extension, the body, as opposed to the soul or spirit, or as a symbol of what is external, or as the means of a kindred, or by implication, human nature, with its frailties, physically or morally, specifically a human being, carnally. This is not a carnal thing that we're wrestling against, that we think we are. Okay, it's what Paul is saying. It's what you think is you're dealing with is your physical and carnal experiences. But there's something unseen happening going on that unless you understand who is at play, you're setting yourself up to be deceived and for deception. Let's see. The body of a man. Okay, animals, pretty much anything that's physical that we can actually see, touch, that's tangible, terrestrial. We're not wrestling against that is what Paul's telling us. So he's going into things we're wrestling against. And now darkness. Let's talk about this darkness. Rulers of the darkness of this world. So when you go into that darkness, it says shadiness, obscurity. This is Greek Strong's 4655. It says of night, darkness, of darkened eyesight or blindness, metaphorically of ignorance, respecting divine things and human duties, and the accompanying ungodliness and immorality together with their consequent misery in hell. Person in whom darkness becomes visible and holds sway. All right. So he's talking, when you talk about dark, night, blind, you're talking about something that you can't see physically. It's invisible. Okay. We talked about, you know, the interdimensional beings, whom they would like us to believe are spacemen or aliens. But the things that are of the unseen, that are of Satan and his angels and demons. And then it goes on, it says, against spiritual wickedness. So we talk about spiritual, Greek Strong's 4152, non-carnal. All right, that is ethereal, demonically, a spirit, or divinely supernatural, right? Regenerate, religious, what does the Thayer have here? Relating to human spirit or rational soul as a part of the man, which is akin to God, and serves as his instrument or organ. Talks about the rational soul belonging to a spirit or a being higher than man but inferior to God, belonging to the divine spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, pertaining to the wind or breath, windy, exposed to the wind, blowing, right? Because you can't see the wind either. So it's talking about things of the unseen, but that are wicked, though. Wicked, Greek Strong's 4189, depravity, malice, plots, sins, iniquity. So not just any spirit, but wicked spirits, evil purposes and desires. And it says here, in high places. Let's get this for high to finish out on this verse. Greek Strong's 2032 says, above the sky, above the sky, celestial in heaven, heavenly. What about the Thayer? It says existing in heaven, things that take place in heaven, the heavenly regions, heaven itself, the abode of God and angels, the lower heavens of the stars, the heavens of the clouds, the heavenly temple or sanctuary of heavenly origin or nature. So not only are we dealing with things of the unseen, but we're dealing with things that are in dimensions, realms higher than earth, not in this dimension, but in other dimensions. All right. In the air, in the sky, in what they would call space, what the Bible calls heavens, but are wicked, that are darkness, powers. Let's get the precept to this, and it's going to bring it all the way home so we can understand what we are dealing with. We talk about spiritual wickedness in high places to see what Paul was identifying, that he was able to see that which is unseen. And he had a sense and a mind to be able to see that past what is not able to be seen, because we're talking about spirits, invisible, we're talking about things up in the sky, up in space. We can't really see those things. Yeah, we look up, we see the sun, we see the moon, we see the stars, but what about other things that could be out there that we cannot see? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 tells us, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So let's break this down again, this scripture, and let's see if this brings Ephesians 6 and 12 all the way home. Let us first look at, Ephesians, and the Thayer told us it was the prince of this age. So what do we have here for prince? It says a first in rank or power, chief, ruler, magistrate, prince, ruler. Same thing we read in Ephesians 6 and 12. This is Greek Strong 758. What about the Thayer? Pretty much the same thing, a ruler, commander, chief, leader. All right, the head honcho. This is not somebody to be taken lightly, low in rank. This is the top dog, right? And so now let's go to power. G1849, it says here, privilege. There goes that again. Pretty much what we read earlier in Ephesians 6 and 12 for power, right, as well as the Thayer. It's the same word, but also giving us insight to what type of power, because there are different kinds of power. We're talking about the prince of the power of the air. So what do we have here for air in the Greek Strongs? G109. It says here, to breathe unconsciously, that is, respire, by analogy, to blow air, as naturally circumambient. What about the Thayer? It says here, the air, particularly the lower and denser air, as distinguished from the higher and rarer air. And then it says the atmospheric region. The atmospheric region. So we're talking about things going on up above in the heavenly realm, in the atmosphere, going back to what we read in Ephesians 6 and 12, the spiritual wickedness in high places, places we cannot see that are above our heads in the heavens, in the air. Atmospheric region of wickedness. So there's a lot of different things when we talk about spiritual wickedness in high places and the unseen. When we talk about the evil that we cannot see, because when we talk about things that are unseen, we can talk about talked about spiritual. We can talk about psychological. What about the psychological things that are happening, which is unseen, but yet is a form of warfare that cannot be seen, right? Where you're tricked or deceived. That's one form or version, as well as a spiritual version. And then you have the physical side of things, so where there are physical things going on that you may not be able to actually see happening. But yet, nonetheless, these things are at battle or at odds with us as people that we're contending with that we may not realize. So there's many, many different things that are at play, and we're going to attack it from a particular angle tonight and continuing in with kind of the things that we've spoken of in previous broadcasts. Of course, the last Friday night Sabbath, we had future strategic issues, future warfare. We've been talking a lot about NASA, the United States Space Force, through the Department of the Air Force, and all of what's going on there that people may not have known. We've also talked about the AI alien intelligence, along with the Project Bluebeam, the fake rapture deception, or the fake rapture, the alien and UFO in, invasion, the fake alien and UFO invasion, right? So we're gonna pick up there, but then we're going to also segue over, because it's interesting, and this is why I say that only the Holy Spirit is bringing the information and the timing and how it's happening for this church, and then speaking with the information we're bringing out tonight and to be brought out on other Friday nights, how it's happening real time, to where information will come. You know, I'm speaking for myself. In my experience, I get it. I kind of go over it a little bit, and then I put it together, and then I bring it and deliver it to you brothers and sisters to actually be able to, you know, see what's coming across my desk from the Holy Spirit. And the timing of how things are happening, and then dots are connecting to where way down the road things are being set up, like an alley when you play basketball. You know, you could have a point guard throw a basketball from half court up toward the rim, and then you have a player come out of nowhere, grab it, and slam it for an alley-oop. Okay, so the alley-oop from half court was thrown weeks ago, only to now you will see things connect in our reality to things where you might have thought, well, I didn't even see how that was going to connect like that right now, real time. So there's no way anybody can take credit for how this is happening other than the Most High God. And as his son told us, the Holy Spirit, he would send the comforter that would teach us all things, that the Holy Spirit would be poured out upon all flesh in the end times, that we would see visions and dreams. We would get instruction. And so you're starting to see things connect where you're talking about one thing, and then you're like, man, how did that then now connect to this and what's happening with this event? And it's just, and we're going to get the scriptures too to actually show it, and how, and then that way no man can take credit for this work. All right. We're workers. Okay. And, you know, our obedience is what we can look to be proud of, being obedient to what's been given to us to do. All right. But there's powers working, and Paul spoke about it, working way beyond our comprehension, to where we don't realize it. And I'm speaking on the right hand side, the righteous side, how the Holy Spirit is working, the angels are working in our behalf, giving us instruction, leading us down the right path, making the right decisions and choices. All the while, the spiritual wickedness that Paul was speaking about that's coming against us, that we can't see. We're getting hit by persecution on this side, getting hit by tribulation on this side, right? and getting the understanding as to, okay, this is what's going on. The Holy Spirit is letting us know, so we're not in the dark to know what's happening, and we're not confused as these things are happening. I mean, because right now, I mean, you have, I mean, some of the things, you know, happening, you have, they're talking about this new COVID variant that's coming to get ready for more lockdowns. We're going back into lockdowns. We're going back into masks. We're going to talk, you know, more about that later, because some, one of the weirdest things where you have people in the dead heat of the summer, never ever before now getting sick with some type of flu or upper respiratory issue that, that lingers. And it's like, okay, well, according to their science, this is impossible because there's no way a virus or these things survive and thrive in the day. And I mean, you're talking about record-breaking heat at the same time. I mean, it's been in the 100 and teens where I'm at most of the summer. How are people getting flus in this heat? So it's something else happening that people are dealing with. It's not something we've seen before. So this is the unseen things we're talking about. What is causing this sickness? We're going to talk about some of those things that are happening that could be potentially causing, because I think it's a combination of things happening that are breaking our immune systems down, that are causing these sicknesses. You have, you know, everything from the vaccine shedding to the frequency, 5G and others. You have the, what's happening, talk about the prince of the power of the air, what's being sprayed in our air through these chemtrails, what's happening with our food, what are the ingredients put being put, and I don't even know if we can call it actual food, it's happening with our food that's breaking us down, what's in our water, what are they putting in our water, okay, pharmaceuticals and medicines, so we're battling against things in a lot of instances. We don't have any control. We don't have any control of what we're breathing as far as oxygen. Okay. Our water supply, we have very little control over what's coming out that faucet. Our food, most of us don't have farms where we grow our own food, where we control what we're eating to some degree. There's control there. We can make better food choices, but for the most part, and then even then, if say you do have a farm and you're growing plants, animals, what's coming out the sky that can taint that? What's coming out the ground? What's going on with the water that, that can taint what you're growing and what you're producing? You know, so there's a multiplicity of things happening, I believe, that's causing this. So they can now say, you see, I told you there's a new variant, but is there something else happening? So we're going to talk more about that at the end of this broadcast, but you have, one of the craziest and most bizarre things happened to where you now have had a former president of the United States, after he has left office, be indicted in Donald Trump. Nothing about George Bush, Barack Obama, and the war crimes that they committed throughout multiple terms. You know, Trump had one term, and I'm not here to say, you know, Trump isn't, you know, he's righteous or something. I'm just saying that if you were going to get anybody, you think all the war crimes that George Bush accumulated over the years with the illegal war in Iraq and those countries. What about the illegal wars, Libya, Gaddafi with Obama? Nothing about indicting and bringing them up on any charges. We're not even going to go in on Biden and what's going on with the White House shenanigans, the, you know, supposed coke in the White House and the pedophilia instances that this president time and time again gets caught red-handed with his hand in a cookie jar with children. But they have Trump now indicted to where you have a president, former president, who didn't get reelected but is running for a second term after losing the previous term, which is under a lot of speculation as far as voter fraud and all that. And then we have these so-called natural disaster events happening right now in our reality that are displacing people from their homes. So when we talk about spiritual wickedness in high places, we're talking about dealing with all kinds of evil and misdirection and deception, things we can't even, you know, fathom or comprehend in our mind that are happening behind the scenes. But then guess what? The Holy Spirit comes through, as she always does, and exposes what's going on behind the curtain with the Wizard of Oz and what he's brewing up and concocting in his in his vat of sorcery. All right. But keeping on with our whole, because we're talking about spiritual wickedness in high places, we've been talking about this alien deception and things going on in space. Let us go ahead over to our first article here. I wanted to show you all this before we kind of go into what I really wanted to talk about tonight, because, again, all this stuff is connecting and it's happening. And we're being shown these things before it happens through prophecy, through the Holy Spirit. And so it's all praises and glory that we are getting this information. And we're able to decipher it. So how many of you all saw this week? This is on CNBC. India becomes fourth country to land on the moon, first on the South Pole with Chandrayaan-3 spacecraft. And I, without even researching, I could probably tell you this is a Indian god probably, or goddess, this name. Somebody can do some research on that real quick and tell us where the origin of this name comes from. But knowing who India is with all their Hinduism, knowing that they're ancient Babylonians, they are telling us that they have become the fourth country to land on the moon. Did they land on the moon? Let's take a look at this video here. I'm going to watch this. You all tell me what you think. All right, 1 second here. Trying to go back to what we just saw. Let me just refresh. And so I'm interested to know, like, these images they're showing us, are they saying this is what it actually looked like? This can't be what they're saying is the actual footage. Because if so, who is filming this? That has to be something they're saying is a simulation. But as we keep going here, they gave us an image and say, okay, well, here's an image of this craft, supposedly, this week, landing on the moon. In the midst of all this alien talk, right, and this space talk, India has done this, allegedly. Of course, they talk about NASA here. So I just thought this was interesting timing that this happened in the midst of all the things we've been talking about and all this alien talk. Now, I have my own reservations as far as India, but has anybody landed on the moon? Here it is, the U.S. landed on the moon supposedly in 1969. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and haven't been back since. And that technology is primitive to the technology we have today. But this is the reality that we are being told and sold. And this is why the biblical understanding, we talked about it last broadcast, having that biblical lens, it allows you to understand so that you don't get caught up in the things that are coming out, they're putting out there. What else do we have? This comes off marker.com. King Charles urged to push the UK government for UFO disclosure ahead of extraterrestrial contact. I mean, we may already have our extraterrestrial contact here with this guy looking, you know, I would say weird would be a kind word with describing this character. But the interesting thing about this, when you know who this guy is, you would know that this is something he would not have to do to urge his government, if this was real, to disclose UFOs. It would be a behind-the-scenes meeting happen, and it would happen. And you wouldn't even know he was involved. So what is happening here to where they would have this publication come out and have this guy, who they call King Charles of Britain, come out and urge his government for UFO disclosure ahead of an extraterrestrial contact is because there are seeds being planted here. What are they preparing us for, family, with all this UFO and extraterrestrial talk to where now even King Charles is being summoned or at least being brought up in a story in relation to UFOs and being the world needs to know what's going on with UFOs. They're preparing us for something. We've talked about this previous broadcast, what Project Blue Beam and what's been said many, many decades ago of what to expect right around the 2025, 2024 time when it comes to aliens, and they're right on course with everything, all this stuff coming out with space all of a sudden, right fresh off a lockdown. What else do we have? And I'm not going to go through these articles. I'm going to breeze through a lot of information tonight because we have so much to go through. So you all will get this stuff. You can read it on your own. We also have Harvard physicist searching for UFO evidence says humanity will view alien intelligence like God. There it is. We see it once again. What do we see? The alien intelligence, where we said, does that AI really mean artificial intelligence? Well, we have Elon Musk came out and said that we're summoning the demons with aliens. I mean, with artificial intelligence. We're summoning the demon with AI. And we've been able to connect the dots to show that the demons are really who they call aliens today. So that would mean that the artificial intelligence isn't artificial. It's demonic or alien intelligence, and says humanity is going to view this intelligence like God. Now, I remember Isaiah 14 when Lucifer fell from heaven and said that he will be like the Most High. Right? And now look at how they're comparing this alien intelligence to God. It says here, a very advanced scientific civilization is a good approximation to God. And so when you have the biblical lens, you can understand that this is nothing else than the demigods in gods or the giants, the spirit of the giants, which are demons, and their fathers, which are the sons of God, the angels. This is their gods, and they're looking for mankind to now bow to fully serve their gods outright, because they've deceived the world into thinking that the God that you serve is the creator. But these demigods and gods are about to come out of the veil and show themselves and let mankind know you've been worshiping us the whole time. No longer disguised as aliens or planets or whatever else they disguise them as. And they showed us this in Childhood's End, this TV show I showed you all last Friday night Sabbath. They're about to step out, and this is what Albert Pike spoke about, when they're going to have mankind and society embrace the full doctrine of Lucifer in the end, during the times of World War III. All right, so there's more here. You all can read this on your own, but this is on Fox News. Came out August 14, 2023, so about a week and a half ago. What else do we have? Now, this happened back in 2022. This comes off the Sun. It says here, Alien Wars, new classified space fighting center ready to fight hostile extraterrestrials as well as adversaries China and Russia. So they're letting us know that they have a space fighting center. We talked about their weaponization of space, classified, ready to fight these hostile extraterrestrials, which we know are Christ and his angels. That's who they're getting ready to fight against in this weaponization of space and this alien deception on mankind, so that mankind will then fight against this threat. Because all things we've been told about these aliens is that they're threatening. Okay, they are threatening. They only harm. We've had whistleblowers somehow escape these encounters to only tell us that these things are dangerous, but yet they escaped. All right, so this happened 2 years after the lockdown. Just wanted to bring this information out. Before we go into what we're going to go into tonight, because again, it all connects. It all is going one and the same with our reality on so many different layers and levels and angles. And so hopefully brothers and sisters can connect some of these dots that we may not be able to hit on every single point with the information we're bringing out tonight. All right. So now, kind of shifting a little bit, but not too far away from the spaceman talk. You might can still say it's on the level of alien or foreign, what we're going to discuss tonight, as we now get ready to go into the information I want to share when it comes to spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, some of you, if not all of you, have seen this video I'm about to show you all. It was actually shown, the elder showed it this past Wednesday on the Wednesday broadcast. I'm going to show it again here. It's going to set the stage for what we're going to discuss tonight. Check it out. So what we're seeing is the whole world on fire right now. What's going on? What's going on? They would like us to think that this is global warming. This is being caused by global warming or climate change. And you know what? They might be right, but they might not be telling us exactly how the globe is warming and how the climate changing, right? So again, the devil will give you a little bit of truth with deception. See, they'll make us think that people are the problem. We're the problem. We're the reason that the world is on fire and the climate is out of control. We are, because we're driving our cars and eating our beef, you know, cows. All these things are bad for the climate. Even though these things, you know, cars have been around over 100 years, cows have been around for thousands of years. All the while, you could have a private jet owner. We're not going to name any names, but you could just fill in the blank of your favorite million or billionaire. In one private jet trip, there is more carbon emitted than a whole lifetime of you driving your car. But they'll make you think you're the problem while they're taking client, they're taking private jet trip after private jet trip. These are the same people who, during the so-called lockdown and pandemic, told us we had to wear a mask and social distance while they were having parties on their private islands, not wearing masks or social distancing. So we had to be able to see things and understand that what we're being told and sold is a different reality than what's really going on. And while they have us looking up at the sky for hostile aliens and extraterrestrials coming down at us, looking up in the sky, things we cannot see, we don't see what's happening here on our earth and know that the invasion has already started. It's the Ephesians 6 and 12 Paul was speaking about, what we're wrestling against. While they're distracting us, we have no idea what's really going on in our reality. Well, we're going to hopefully be able to uncover a lot of the mystery tonight on what's happening in our reality. Is it climate change? Is it global warming? Are we to blame? Is it just something that's happening out of thin air? Or is there other things happening that is causing what we're witnessing here? And then this segues us over to, of course, out of all of the fire events that have happened, I think the one that most people would say has gotten and garnered the most attention is the one that's happened in Maui. So let's go to the Maui wildfires. We have a video here, Maui wildfires and the theft of sacred Hawaiian land. So even the governor of Hawaii said it looks as if a bomb and fire went off. Those are his words. A bomb and fire. Interesting verbiage there. So many are saying that it is directed energy weapons. What are directed energy weapons? Well, we're going to get that and more to go with that here shortly. But just, you know, again, just getting a kind of a feel for what's happening here for those that may not be aware, a little taste of what's going on. And all the world, we're focusing in on Hawaii and the fire that happened there as a diagnosis to see, can we see what's happening here? How is this going on? And what are some of the events or policies and handling of this disaster? How is it being handled locally by government to also maybe give us a sense in what's happening here? And you just so happen to have had a mass shooting in 2017 in Las Vegas. Some of you all may remember that. Well, the deputy chief, the head of the police department in Vegas during that shooting was this guy, Pelletier. He just so happens to be the same guy who is the deputy chief. Remember, Ephesians 6 and 12 told us these principalities are chiefs. This deputy chief just so happened to be in charge of the police department in Maui. You know, there's many islands in Hawaii, but he just happened to be the one over Maui when this happened. Coincidence? So these local or natives of this island who have been there for hundreds of years, hundreds of history, old, very, very old historic buildings, and having outsiders trying to come in and buy up their land and move them off their land, and they told them no. And here's an article before the fires where Lahaina residents worry a rebuilt Maui town could slip into the hands of affluent outsiders. So they've been fighting and trying to fend off these people trying to come in and take over their land. And then out of nowhere, this fire happens. Just giving you some historic history to this event here. So how does Mark Zuckerberg own more land than the Hawaiian government own? How is he able to own more land than the government there? And then we also have Oprah Winfrey, who owns and has bought land earlier this year in Hawaii, in Maui specifically, this island, this area. And so more history is that the millionaire and billionaire homes and their properties are still intact despite this fire, but yet all the locals, the natives, their properties are gone through the fire. So now not only do we have a smart virus that is smart and can find the ghetto, that the government can come out and say, well, you black people need the vaccine first because it's affecting you all. Even though it started in China, it's affecting you all the most, so we need to get these vaccines to you. Well, not only do we have smart viruses, we also have smart fires that only burn down natives poor of the island, and all the millionaire and billionaires' properties are left intact. So these now become the critical questions that are being asked here of speculation that would make a person question this situation to being more than meets the eye. All right, let's continue here. Oprah said, you're going to see a lot of Phoenix rising from the ashes stories here. If anybody is familiar with the Phoenix, you would understand just how satanic and demonic a statement like that is, and what that really means versus what a person may think she's actually saying. Let's take a look at some other things here with Hawaii real quick before we try to make some sense out of what's going on. This is a video showing some more footage of the aftermath. Now, check out these cars. They told us it was a wildfire. Last I checked, wildfires don't burn on concrete. Okay? They don't burn on concrete. So when they get to the concrete, they're going to stop. The concrete's not going to be on fire. How did the fire get onto the street to burn and not only burn the cars, but to incinerate them? We're gonna go into the science here as we go down this rabbit hole. But these are some of the initial questions I ask. Last I checked, concrete does not burn. So the cars are on concrete, but not only do they burn, they're incinerated. Now, maybe somebody that's out there can chime in and let us know if you've experienced this, or you work in You know, I don't know what this would be classified as, what chemistry or pyromechanics or whatever when it comes to fires. I mean, we're going to go through some information tonight, but just anybody out there that can say that they can vouch that a wildfire is capable of burning through a street and cremating and incinerating cars on an island that doesn't have trees like that. Lahaina was almost a desert. Okay, so the first thing. Now, it gets even stranger. You think fire burning and cremating cars on concrete is bizarre? Well, what about fires that jump the concrete and the water to burn ships and boats? So here you have in Lahaina, the ocean, and the ships that are sitting on the dock of the ocean on fire. On the edge, right leading up to the ocean, you have roads, which is concrete. You just saw the brick leading up to the ocean. How did the fire jump the brick? I guess the bricks were on fire. Somehow they were burning. Then it jumped, or it burned on the water and went across the water and then burned the ships. I mean, that's what we're basically looking at had to have happened here, right? That's the science. Remember, same thing with COVID. We must trust the science. So I guess that's the new science now, because, you know, growing up in school, I don't think what I learned taught me that this was possible. But maybe somebody out there can explain this for me. Maybe I'm not that smart or bright. Maybe this is possible. Maybe I'm out of my depth here to understand. And as you can see, there's no fire here now. So the fire came and left. It didn't keep burning on the concrete. It didn't keep burning on the water, but its boats are burning. All right. So now we have people questioning this. You know, the video we watched a second ago talked about directed energy weapons. Right? People are saying that they're trying to make sense of this, to say that, you know, some type of weapon caused this, where even the governor said it was like a bomb. So people started saying, well, maybe it was directed energy weapons. What are those? We're going to go into the understanding of directed energy weapons here in a moment. But we have here, lasers are back. Conspiracy theories about wildfires were virtually unheard of 5 years ago. Now they're everywhere. Right? So within the past 5 years, they're saying people weren't talking about these wildfires happening non-organic. They weren't organic, natural fires happening, that there was a hand behind this happening. So now these people who are asking questions are being called conspiracy theorists and are being mocked and ridiculed as space lasers. We're going to talk more about space lasers here in a moment. So this has happened within the past 5 years. Let's read the first paragraph here. It says, last week, following the deadly fires that ripped through Maui, blurry photos circulated on social media showing a massive explosion lighting up a horizon at dusk. From the flames, a beam of light ascends into the sky, or according to conspiracy theorists, it descends from the sky. So no sooner than people were coming out trying to explain what happened from what people are seeing, it was immediately shot down and immediately disregarded as saying that, no, these were not directed energy weapons immediately. Now, how were you able to determine that? There was no investigation, right? None of that. Within a matter of a day or two, these articles started coming out, calling it a conspiracy theory, and that no, there were no, these weapons were not used to do this. Nothing, you know, this is all natural. This is just a fire that broke out without any investigation, right? So when you start to see things like that happen, where people, where the mainstream media is calling it a conspiracy theory, and they're able to determine that it, they can't tell you how it happened, but they can tell you it didn't happen like this. When they start to do that, then understand that you are onto something. All right, this is something that would probably take weeks of investigation to determine if somebody were going to do a real investigation, not something that, the media, mainstream media, could actually come out with in a day or two and say, oh, no, it couldn't have been. Impossible. Right? So what we're going to go into tonight is we're going to go into some information so that brothers and sisters can have it all laid out before you, and you can make a decision on what's happening. A lot to be said about what's going on, what has happened in Maui, but we're continuing to stay focused in the title, Spiritual Wickedness in High Places, so that we can understand what is happening in our reality, to know what we're fighting against. And unfortunately, you know, some of the other details that are happening right now, we're just not going to be able to cover, because this is just the beginning. What you're seeing happening in Maui is just the beginning. We saw the whole world on fire. This is, I mean, a whole lot of other places are on fire right now. So we're more so focused on understanding the hands that are at play and at work here, so that we can prepare ourselves with the understanding and knowledge that we have and not being deceived by the narrative. So some of the past broadcasts we've done that will bring a lot of this full circle, for those, remember, we had 2023, the year of the polycrisis broadcast that we did, where we had the World Economic Forum. Well, we talk about them tonight. Typically talk about them every time we speak here on Friday night. The Global Risk Report 2023, 18th edition. Well, what is a polycrisis, one may ask? Polycrisis meaning multiple crises happening all at once. Does the Bible speak about polycrisis? We've dealt with that, and we're going to deal with it again tonight, here in a moment. We also had the follow-up, 2023, the year of the permacrisis. Well, what is a permacrisis? Well, a permacrisis is when a polycrisis becomes permanent, meaning the crises don't stop. It's one after another, back to back to back to back. It says here, permacrisis, an extended period of instability and insecurity. They had the Illuminati card game come out, combined disasters, to where you had multiple different types of disasters happening all at once, and then it becomes permanent. The poly crisis becomes permanent, to where it's happening all the time, constantly. We also talked about the Earth Summit, Agenda 21, in our From UN Agenda 21 to Agenda 23. 30 broadcast. I'm bringing all these up because some of you all, you know, have seen these. If those of you, if you haven't, definitely a lot to check out with these, that gives a good backdrop, Blaine, a lot of what's happening right now, so that we understand what's happening, why it's happening. Okay, we can understand the why. Because I believe understanding the why will, because a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll see this and they'll say, well, you know, wildfires happen all the time. wars happen all the time. Well, you know, we have ups and downs in the economy. The financial system goes up and down all the time. And you'll just think it's normal. You'll think that it's no big deal. But what if it's a scenario that becomes what we just talked about with the poly crisis and perma crisis, where it's all happening at once everywhere all the time? And then you're not prepared for it, and you become overwhelmed because you become so numb and conditioned and acclimated to it. You've done no preparation to prepare that it's something much deeper happening than just some random natural occurrence in our reality. That there are plans that have been in the works for decades, hundreds of years, that are now being fulfilled in the events and circumstances that we're seeing happening right now. From there, we had the redux to from UN Agenda 21 to Agenda 2030. And within this, we talked about this particular map right here. The simulated reserve and corridor system to protect biodiversity as mandated by the Convention on Biological Diversity, the Wildlands Project, UN and U.S. Man and Biosphere Program, and various UN, U.S. heritage programs, and NAFTA. Y'all remember this map? And remember, we talked about this map a long time ago. This was several months ago we talked about this. This is map. This map is the early 2000s. We talked about this, how only the little black spots you see here are going to be the parts that are going to be cities or inhabited by mankind. All the rest of the colors you see is going to be land that they're telling you is off limits. Could what we're seeing happening in Hawaii be a shadow or a sign of things to come for their plan with a map like this, to where you're only going to be able to live in certain parts of the world? Right? You're only going to be able to live, you know, you have houses burning up, properties burning up, you have land burning up and on fire. Well, that's going to drive people into the areas where stuff's still intact. And just so happens to be the billionaire and millionaire's properties and businesses are still intact. So they're going to have a place for you within their sphere and environment. So we're going to, you know, keep this map in mind as we talk about the things we're going to talk about tonight also. Okay. Well, before we go into the directed energy weapons, I want to go into the scriptures real quick to set the stage so that we can see this biblically. And I first want to start in the book of Job, before we go into any information, so we understand, again, looking through the biblical lens. So those out there that would say this is conspiracy, because we already went through the scriptures about spiritual wickedness in high places. And someone would maybe be in disbelief to know some of the information we're going to go into tonight, to say, I can't believe that, you know, that this, first of all, technology actually exists, but secondly, that it would be used in this way against people. Well, we must first go over to the Bible again to understand who is the prince of the power of the air, the God of this world, and the God of this age. And when we understand that and see some examples of this and some prophecy on this, then now you have to contend with the Bible and what has happened in the past and what is prophesied to happen in the future, and it could be happening this very moment with these events. So I wanted to start first with Job. It says here, Satan attacks Job's health. And we're going to start with verse 1, Job 2 and 1. It says, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. Now, we spoke about the sons of God in Genesis 6 in recent broadcast, dealing with our alien discussion. And one thing I mentioned was that sons of God is only, you only see it three times in the Old Testament. And every time you see it, it's talking about angels. Here it is. We're right here dealing with the scripture. And so I wanted to point that out, you know, another point that really I came here for, but I wanted to point this out to show that this is something happening in the heavens with the sons of God. These are angels. In Genesis 6, we had sons of God, a different set of angels come down and deal with women. So Satan is in the heavens because it says Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. So he's in the heavenly realm before the Most High God. It says here, verse 2, and the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth. He's not in the earth now. He's coming from the earth, from going to and fro in it. He's in the heavens. And from walking up and down in it. So there's no confusion here where Satan is right now. He's amongst the angels. He's amongst the throne of God. Verse 3, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one feareth God and escheweth evil. And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. So without reading the whole chapter, you all can read it on your own. The Lord tells Satan that he can do whatever he wants to Job, but he can't kill him. So let's look at one of the things, one of the many things that Satan did to Job. You would not believe it. When you go down to verse 1. All right, we're going back to chapter 1. So now Satan is coming against Job. What was one of the things he did to come against Job? All right, just looking for it here. One moment. So here we are, Job 1, I'm going to start at verse 13. It says here, and there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Verse 16, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven. The fire of God is fallen from heaven. So this is a servant telling Job this, because this is what the servant could determine and conclude what happened. But this wasn't the Most High God that did this to Job. This was Satan. Satan rained fire from heaven. Now this is, you're talking about somewhere in around 4,000 years ago, somewhere in that ballpark of time. Long before the technology we have today, Satan was able to make it rain fire from heaven. It says, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Now, it wasn't just only the fire that Satan was able to control or that we see, because remember, he's the prince of the power of the air. So he has power over the air to make it rain fire from heaven. Also in verse 18. Actually, verse 19, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. So not only is he able, because he's the prince of the power of the air, so if he's able to control the air, then of course he would be able to control the wind. Right? So we're talking about fire from the sky and winds being controlled, two things that were said to have happened in Maui before the disaster happened that day. They said the people had had been told there was a hurricane off the shore of Maui. The winds were picked up that day. This is before the fire started. Then all of a sudden, their utilities went out. Their internet, their communications went out. Water was turned off. And then the fire started. People started to see the fire, and then they started to evacuate. So long before the fire went out, fire started. There were high winds going to fan the flames when the flames came. Right? And then they had no water to put the flames out. These are actual testimonies of people that were in Hawaii, in Lahaina, on that island. They said it happened that morning. But we're seeing Satan here do this to Job and destroy and kill all his children, his family, his property, his home, his livestock. So we're seeing almost a mirror scenario happen to what we saw happen in Lahaina. So I wanted to start there. Now, I want to come back to the Bible. We're going to go to Revelation, but I first want to go over to the Apocalypse of Baruch. And we talked about the polycrisis. Does the Bible speak about polycrisis? It does, in many different parts of the Bible. Matthew 24, Christ spoke of the polycrisis. He didn't call it a polycrisis. He called it signs. Second Esdras, chapter 16, spoke of the polycrisis. Okay? He called it signs. And you have Baruch, who also speaks of the polycrisis. This is the Apocalypse of Baruch. And we're going to chapter, let me find it here. There's a lot in here. I can't go through all the signs, but there's one in particular I want to focus on. All right, one second here. So this is chapter 25. It says here, and he answered and said unto me, thou too shall be kept safely till that time, till that sign, there goes that sign again, which the Most High will work for the inhabitants of the earth in the end of days. This therefore will be the sign, when a stupor shall seize the inhabitants of the earth, and they shall fall into many tribulations. And again, when they shall fall into great torment. So this is the sign. This is the polycrisis. And it's going to go into detail of the different events. And it will come to pass when they will say in their thoughts, by reason of their much tribulation, the mighty one doeth no longer remember the earth. Yea, it will come to pass when they abandon hope that the time will then awake. So people are going to if people aren't already abandoning God, then they're really going to abandon him when these things start happening everywhere all the time, relentlessly, for the evildoers, the sinners, the unrepentant. They will really then abandon all hope for God. And that's when the devil will come in to save the day for them and promise them all his promises. He'll be right there waiting to pick, to rebound. But when you keep going here, it goes into the different signs in verse chapter 26. It says, verse 1, and he answered and said unto me, into 12 parts is that time divided, and each one of them is reserved for that which is appointed for it. So as you keep going through all these parts, just want to focus on one of them. Well, actually two, because, you know, we've had a summer of relentless heat. So a person could say a drought, no rain. When you look at verse 6, it one of the signs says, in the fifth part, famine and the withholding of rain. So if there's no rain and things are dry, much easier to burn up. So when you drop down to verse 10, it says, in the ninth part, the fall of fire. The same fall of fire we read about in Job, verse 16, chapter 1, verse 16, the fire of God is fallen from heaven. So we're seeing the Bible talk about this fall of fire from heaven. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 13. Because in the end times, there is an empire, which the Bible refers to as a beast that cometh out of the earth. Let's see one of the powers that this beast had. Revelation 13:13 tells us, and he, talking about that beast or that empire, doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Now this beast, for those who may not know, and when you study and research, you'll see this beast is talking about America, the United States of America. And a beast is an empire. So at this time, America is the beast that's in power, that has the power to make fire rain down from heaven in the sight of men. Okay, and this is the same beast that's going to bring forth the mark of the beast. So at the same time, we're looking at the mark of the beast close. We're also seeing these fires happening in the earth. In particular, we're talking about Maui. All right, talking about Maui. And, of course, the beast is given its power from Satan. So Satan is given the beast the power to tap into the heavenly realm. He's the prince of the power of the air, dealing with spiritual wickedness in high places, making fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. All right, but there's, so how is Satan able to do this? How is he able to do this, one may ask? Well, there's many different ways, but tonight we're speaking about one way, mainly dealing with the technology he has at his disposal to be able to make this happen. When you go to Revelation 18, the same beast that we just read in Revelation 13 is the same empire called Babylon that Revelation 18 is talking about. And when it talks about Babylon, you go to verse 5, it says, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. What sins? What sins does Babylon have that have reached unto heaven? Well, we've been talking about fire coming down from heaven, the beast having power to send fire from heaven in the sight of men. One of his miracles to give you a little bit of insight to what sins John is speaking about here that have reached onto the heavens. To get some more clarity here, let's go to the book of Obadiah. Now, the empire, the nation that is actually ruling Babylon, the beast that cometh out of the earth in Revelation 13, is the Roman Empire. The Romans, according to the Bible, are Esau or the Edomites. So then, in order to understand the Roman Empire, we must go into the Bible where it talks about Esau and Rome, and let's see if that gives us some insight to the sins of Babylon that have reached unto the heavens. So we're at Obadiah verse 1. It says, the vision of Obadiah, thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom. Edom are the Romans, the Roman Empire, the Europeans. It says, we have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. So what about Edom? Verse 3, the pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Verse 4, though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. So when we, if you remember the space race in the 60s, it was America and Russia, two European, Caucasian races that were in competition with one another to get out in space. And it was them, the two primary forerunners of getting out into space. Then in 1969, we talked about the moon landing earlier. When the supposed moon landing happened, they said, what? The eagle has landed on the moon. So when we're talking about Babylon's sins that have reached up into heavens, we're talking about the craft and the space weaponry, which then gives this beast the power to rain fire from heaven, that power being given to them by Satan. Okay, the same pride in Esau or Edom's heart is the same pride that is in Lucifer's heart, who said that he would go back into the stars of the heavens and be like the Most High, that he would supersede the Most High in Isaiah 14 and set his throne above his. So these are the sins that are now up in our atmosphere. And we're going to talk about these things that are now, in our atmosphere that we cannot see, the unseen, the technology that now has the ability to war against us, to where we would think things are happening is this natural. Oh, it's just a coincidence. Oh, it's just, you know, a natural disaster. It's just Mother Nature, right? It's just these things happen. No, we are at war. Paul told us in Ephesians 6 and 12, we are wrestling against spiritual wickedness in high places, not flesh and blood. This also is a shadow of things to come. Let's go to Matthew chapter 3. We're going to come back to what they're setting up in space. Matthew chapter 3. What we're seeing with these fires are a shadow of things to come. Matthew 3, verse 11. What did John the Baptist tell us? He told us in verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. It just so happens to be, when we read Revelation 18, that same Babylon, that sins have reached up into the heavens, her final judgment and plague will be fire. So we're coming into a time where the earth is about to be burnt to a crisp, and they're going to call it global warming or climate change. No, it's judgment time. And it tells you here, the judgment, verse 12, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. So we think we've seen fire. We haven't seen fire yet. We're seeing the beginning. You saw those cars that were torched and cremated on those roads in Maui. Imagine what this fire that Christ is bringing is going to do. Imagine his power compared to the power that Satan has to rain fire down from heaven. Okay, so this is something we're going to have to get used to seeing, is the world on fire, leading up to the ultimate judgment of fire with Christ as he baptized the whole world in fire. And only the righteous are going to come through that fire unscathed. So you want to make it through the fire that's happening right now when these fires are breaking out? The only way you make it out is with Christ. No amount of physical preparation is going to allow you to make it through. Doesn't mean that we don't prepare. Doesn't mean that you don't get fire extinguishers and things like that that could maybe possibly put out a fire in your house, or not saying that. But that ultimately is not going to prepare you enough to survive the fire that's coming in this earth. The same way how Abraham was thrown into the fire and Christ was there in the fire with him to protect him so he did not burn up. Saw an angel in the fire. That's how it's going to happen for the righteous in these times. We're going to come out of these scenarios where the fire is all around and it looks like all hope is lost. And somehow, some way, you're going to make it through the fire. And we have the literal fires that we're going to have to go through, and we're going to have the figurative fires or the metaphorical fires, meaning the tribulation, the temptation, the persecutions, because it's a purging happening in this earth right now. Only the righteous make it out, and even some of the righteous will be martyred in all this. All right, so I wanted to show everybody, before we go into now the science, that the Bible speaks about all this. So therefore, if you're a Bible believer and you're saying, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, or you're somebody who is on the science side of thing and you don't believe in the Bible, we can show you from both sides and connect it to show you what's happening. The Bible confirms it. Okay, this is the reason why the Bible is undefeated. We also spoke about, in our last coming out of Babylon, the NASA document, Future Strategic Issues, Future Warfare, circa 2025. So we're going to go back into that briefly at the end of this broadcast also to discuss some of those things that are in here. But let us come back to, now that we've gone through the scriptures, and as they're calling these space lasers conspiracy theories, okay, this is in the Bible, fire coming down from heaven and the power of Satan, the beast, Babylon, Edom, the Romans having this power. And they would easily and quickly dismiss this as being conspiracy theory. Well, we've been going through and talking a lot about space lately, and I don't think it's a coincidence that we've been talking about this, dealing with the fake alien UFO invasion, that now we can come back to this and deal with this on a whole totally different angle now. How many of you all remember us going into the Strategic Defense Initiative and talking about the Star Wars program that was under Ronald Reagan? Now, they told us that this was a proposed missile defense system intended to protect the United States from attack by ballistic strategic nuclear weapons. Intercontinental ballistic missiles and submarine-launched ballistic missiles, launched in 1983 by Ronald Reagan, a vocal critic of the doctrine of mutually assured destruction, which he described as a suicide pact. Reagan called upon the American scientists and engineers to develop a system that would render nuclear weapons obsolete. So this is what they told us this was for. They want to fight against nuclear weapons. But it just so happens, Ronald Reagan gave a very interesting speech when he talked about these nuclear weapon wars happening in the world from country to country. It says here, elements of the program reemerged in 2019 with the Space Development Agency. So they shut it down, supposedly. And then it reemerged in 2019 under Donald Trump, called the Space Development Agency. So let's take a look at the weaponry that in 1983 that they were looking to develop, if they didn't have it already. The Strategic Initiative Organization was set up in 1984 within the U.S. Department of Defense to oversee development. A wide array of advanced weapon concepts, including lasers, lasers, particle beam weapons, and ground and space-based missile systems were studied. So they were creating weapons in space, weaponizing space. What is a particle beam weapon? Particle beam weapon uses a high energy beam of atomic or subatomic particles to damage the target by disrupting its atomic and or molecular structure. A particle beam weapon is a type of directed energy weapon. It goes your directed energy weapons. 1983. At least at the time, the first really of us hearing about such weapons. Doesn't mean it wasn't going on before this. A particle beam weapon is a type of directed energy weapon which directs energy in a particular and focused direction using particles. So they were creating directed energy weapons in space in 1983 and beyond. And we have a NASA document which shows NASA at war against mankind on Earth while building up weapons in space, preparing for a threat coming out of space. So you know, they made us think, oh, NASA and, you know, all these different organizations, they're warring to help us fight against what's coming from space. But all the while they're getting these weapons ready, they have them turned on us here on Earth at the same time. It's in this document. Like, what does this have to do with NASA? Why would NASA be involved in something like this? Aren't they supposed to deal with space exploration? And they're talking about future warfare and warring against mankind. Well, it makes sense when I read the Bible, because Revelation 12 told us, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for the devil cometh down, knowing he had but a short time. So NASA is Satan looking to get back into the heavenly realm to war against the Most High God and destroy the whole earth in the process. So that's what's going on here. This has nothing to do with them looking to destroy nuclear weapons. That's the cover. Doesn't mean it won't be used against missiles, and it hasn't been used against missiles, but that's the cover. That's the surface level of what this is intended for. But I wanted to come here to show you the directed energy weapons are real and in space. But they would make us think that space lasers are conspiracy theories, that they would never use this against us to burn us to bits here on Earth. But that would make you have to believe the devil isn't real, right? That would only exist in the mind of someone who believes the devil isn't real. If you believe the devil is real, then you have to ask yourself the question, why would you believe the devil would not do such a thing, which we have seen and read he did already in the Bible against Job, that the prophecies tell us is going to be raining fire from heaven? Right? You would think that people would, in their minds, say the devil is not really that bad of a guy, because only a madman would do such a thing. The devil's not that bad. They gave us the TV series Lucifer. He's a pretty nice guy. You just give him a chance, right? He's really a victim. He would never do this to us, right? That's the only thing I can conclude from somebody who would say that this is a conspiracy theory and this couldn't happen. Well, you must not believe in the devil. Because if you believe the devil's real, then you would automatically think that this is not only something that's possible, but this is exactly what's going on. But the devil has his mouthpiece, which is mainstream media, which is there to cause distortion and run interference and run the mind games, the psychological warfare, to direct and divert you away from this being even a possibility. But we're going to go into the information tonight, and we're going to destroy that imagination, as the Bible tells us to cast down all imaginations, right? People would say, oh, this is sci-fi, I can't believe it. We're going to cast down all those imaginations. So speaking of directed energy weapons, what is a directed energy weapon, one may ask? And I see a 708 area code in the blog talk call queue. If you would like to speak, press 1. Not sure if you're in there just listening, but if you'd like to speak, press 1. I'll bring you in after this article. A directed energy weapon, also known as a DEW, D-E-W is the abbreviation, is a ranged weapon that damages its target with highly focused energy without a solid projectile, including lasers. There go your lasers. And isn't it interesting how Ronald Reagan called this the Star Wars program? What do we think of when we think of Star Wars? Do we not think of lasers? Isn't it funny how when you associate space, you always think of lasers, right? People on spaceships shooting lasers, laser guns, all that. UFOs with laser guns. It's interesting how that they've kept that within the fantasy part of sci-fi, are the lasers. But here it is. We see these things are real. The idea of lasers from. And now we are seeing these things used as weapons. Energy that doesn't fire solid projectiles, but fires lasers, microwaves, like your cell phone towers, like your 5G. It's a microwave tower. What did microwaves do? Microwaves cook. Microwaves heat and warm stuff up. So if something's being warm, that's a temperature rise. That's a heating going on, possibly a fire. Cool beams. Mind you, all this stuff is invisible. It's unseen. So now we can understand what Paul was speaking well before all this technology existed, this unseen spiritual wickedness in high place. And now it's in high places. It's up in our skies through the Star Wars program above us. And sound beams. And isn't it interesting when you look over here, what do they have here? They have a directed energy weapon on a riot control vehicle. Where is this at? This is in the hood. Notice who is this, Judah, us, in our neighborhoods? You think that's by coincidence they have us being shown in this example of these directed energy weapons being used against? This is a sonic directed energy weapon deployed in a civilian context in the U.S. during the 2014 Ferguson protests. Remember Ferguson? Michael Brown? Oh, yeah, they rolled the directed energy weapons out against us during that protest. Oh, yeah, this was a test. We're going to run this, you know, whether it was a psyop or real. We're going to run this so we can test out our weapons real time. Our directed energy weapons on Judah. Because remember, we watched John D'Souza, the ex-FBI that talked about these interdimensional beings that he said regular weapons, you can't shoot them. It goes right through them. So now, in their mind, Satan has given Edom the technology, as well as other races, but Edom is the one who's skilled at weaponry and hunting and warfare. So he's able to develop these weapons that he believes that he can use now to fight against the angels, because the angels are energy. So in order to fight energy, you must have energy. In order to fight the children of Israel, who are going to gain the power that we're gaining in these end times, you're not going to be able to fight them with regular weapons, because they're going to be getting power from the heavens. So they're rolling out their directed energy weapons on us. This goes way deeper than what's happening in Maui, Hawaii right now. The LRAD is the square dish assembly mounted on the roof of the central vehicle. Okay, there's your directed energy weapon. And it's invisible. So they'll aim it at you, and whether it's a sound beam, a particle beam, a microwave beam, or a laser beam. All right, so this is not sci-fi. This is not no conspiracy theory here. This is warfare. This is spiritual warfare against the children of Israel, the Most High God's creation, all of his creation, and against Christ and his angels upon their return. We have here what? Pentagon. We talked about them last week and their affiliation with the space program through the Air Force. Here we have the Air Force Research Laboratory and DARPA, all these government agencies within the Department of Defense, Pentagon, the Devil's Pentagram. You have the Naval Research Laboratory, United States Army Armament Research Development and Engineering Center. And then you got to ask yourself, why are these military organizations aligning themselves with NASA? Oh, we just want to counter ballistic missiles and hypersonic cruise missiles and nuclear warheads. These systems of missile defense are expected to come online no sooner than the mid to late 2020s. We're in 2023 right now. The devil is in the details, family. The devil is in the details. Okay, so 708, I see you there just listening. That's fine. I'll keep going. We have who? We have Lockheed Martin, a big contractor for developing these weapons. This is the future of warfare right here. No more bullets and missiles, but laser and energy weapons, antimatter weapons. Okay, to fight against the angels, Christ, and the saints. Next gen threats require next gen defenses. next generation threats, extraterrestrials, what they would tell us, aliens, require next generation defenses, directed energy, harnessing the power of lasers for 21st century security at sea, in the air, and on the ground. Lockheed Martin is developing laser weapon systems ready to defend U.S. and allied forces. Combined with our platform integration expertise, these systems are designed to defeat a growing range of military forces and infrastructure across all domains. So they're telling us here that it's designed to fight or to defeat infrastructure. Now, wouldn't that be something if they look at our infrastructure, like the locals, the natives in Lahaina, Maui, and looked at their infrastructure as a threat and needing to be defeated? Would that not fit this definition? And if Satan is the god of this world, why would he not use this against those, the inhabitants of the earth? He said that John told us woe to. You think he would just get this technology and not use it against us? Let's check out this video here. A first for layered laser defense. We're going to take a look and see some of this in action through video. That type of technology would never be used against us, right, family? They've sold us on the U.S. military and fighting for your country and Uncle Sam and all this nonsense for us to build up this Babylonian construct, only for those weapons to be turned and used on us, allegedly. Right. It says here, it goes into, you know, some of the information. Airborne laser weapon system, naval laser weapon system, ground laser weapon system, high power microwave systems with drones up in the sky. This is the new warfare. And we're engineering a better tomorrow, right? Build back better. We have another video here. Let's check this one out. And notice the name of this weapon system is called Athena, right? Goddess. Notice how they give credit to their gods for this technology and these weapons. Helios. What is Helios? Helios is the sun god. Laser system. It's lived in the laboratory for many years. They've been admitting they've had this stuff for a long time. But now it's able to be used on the battlefield. Okay, what's the battlefield? See, they use terms like threats and battlefield, right? We don't know what that really means. That's an ambiguous term. Who are the threats? Where is the battlefield? Was Lahaina in Maui, was that a battlefield? Were those people there living, were they threats? Were they victims? And was their infrastructure defeated through this technology? Lockheed Martin can bring their product into the theater. The world is a stage, family. Into the theater. Where's the theater? The earth, the world. You and me. It's theater for them. So it's no conspiracy. It's no conspiracy theory, family. This is a fact. All right. Let's go on to our next thing here. We have a video here. Do directed energy weapons. Check it out. There goes your U.S. Air Force. Right, intertwined with NASA. And they said that this technology, they did this in 2007 successfully. Right, over 15 years ago, they did this. They admitted. And let's see, we have this video here. Before we get to this video, directed energy weapons in action, I want to go through some of these sources real quick. Because again, for all those people that are claiming conspiracy theory, I bring these sources so that you cannot deny this technology exists. Whether or not you believe this technology was used in Maui or any place else where there are fires right now, that's up for debate. But this technology cannot be denied that it's there. And I believe when we keep researching and go through the information, we'll see that this is exactly technology that's being used on people and in infrastructure. But we have here a Navy website, the official Navy military website, directed energy weapons, high power microwaves. Again, microwaves cook. They cook. All right. And so this is a source. You all can read this on your own. A lot of these sources become redundant, saying some of the same information. We also have another government website, Government Accountability Office. And they make you think that they're being held accountable. It's May 25th, 2023. Another article on directed energy weapons at White Sands Missile Range, New Mexico. And it goes through the science and shows how these high power microwaves and millimeter waves and high energy lasers work. All right. And here we see actually them showing them using it on people. Now, they'll say, well, this is for a riot or a crowd control, okay? But that doesn't mean it can't be used on people for other scenarios also, especially when we're trying to make sense out of things that don't make sense, not within our understanding of what we know scientifically. When it comes to wildfires, how they start, how they operate, how cars are cremated, and more bizarre things we're going to point out as we continue to go down this path, all right? So there's that website. And then we also have more. We have the Defense Innovation Marketplace website where they do directed energy events where you can come and actually learn and watch about it, what do they call that? When you would take field trips. Now, I want you to check this out here. There was something in here I wanted to read on this website, as well as there is a PDF here. It says, energy is an umbrella term covering technologies that relate to the production of a beam of concentrated electromagnetic energy or atomic or subatomic particles. Examples include high-efficiency laser sources, high-power RF systems, including pulsed power sources, micromillimeter wave sources, and antennas. Directed energy weapons use directed energy to incapacitate, damage, or destroy enemy equipment, facilities, and or personnel. Check this out. Today, directed energy weapons are being developed by the U.S. and its adversaries for land, sea, air, and space applications. In space. As if being in the air wasn't bad enough, or any of these others. It's above you. Which means it can easily be pointed below from where it sits. Check this out. Other land-based applications include clandestine target engagement using the ability of high-power microwaves to penetrate structures. High-power microwaves to penetrate structures invisible to the naked eye. This is the invisible war, family. Things that you can't explain, things that are happening that you don't understand. A war you cannot see, and just one of many facets of their invisible war against mankind. And it says here, and damage or interrupt electronics without harming humans. So it shows you how precise it can be. It can come in and destroy with precision. Without harming humans, but that doesn't mean that it won't harm people. But it's precise enough to avoid and destroy without harming people. That's how precise this technology has become. Okay, and then you have the PDF or the document that goes with this website. Directed Energy Futures 2060, Visions for the Next 40 Years of U.S. Department of Defense Directed Energy Technologies. So they have no problem telling you this technology exists because people are so gullible, they would never think that this stuff could be used on us. So that's why they don't have a problem telling you. Because you'll never think that this could be used as a weapon on everyday citizens. But when you're talking about billionaires and millionaires who are looking to take over land, money talks. Right? Money talks. They've tried the nice way to move you off your land, and you don't want to move. Money and power. Again, we're wrestling against principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. You also have it here on the UK website. UK government. So even the UK is telling you, making science fiction a reality. Future energy weapons, not science fiction, not a conspiracy theory. It only becomes a conspiracy theory when you are able to pinpoint things happening that are immoral. When stuff like this is used for nefarious purposes and you point it out because you can see it, that this has to be a possible explanation to what's happening. Then it becomes then it goes back to being science fiction or a conspiracy theory. You also have a document here, directed energy weapons playing with quantum fire. Air Power Development Center, Australia, playing with quantum fire by Michael Spencer. Just wanted to read one thing out of here real quick, as well as point something else out. And then you even have some references that they actually point to in all this. You have 2010, a reference Pathfinder number 147, Weapons in Space. So it's interesting, we've been talking about this weaponization in space. You know, weeks before this situation happened in Maui, and then as soon as we talk about it, boom, situation happens. There's some things we're seeing that's, okay, this isn't looking right. This is looking suspect. Okay, things we can't explain here. And now seeing this technology, it's starting to kind of make sense as to this possibly being used. Possibly being used. So check this out. It says conventional weapons are based on using energy to propel a projectile with a warhead to interact with the target. And this interaction initiates a damage mechanism that normally releases energy in different forms, tailored for the mission to achieve the desired effect at the target. Directed energy weapons do use a different approach for delivering disruptive or damaging levels of energy to the target. Energy is generated from a source and directed towards the target until the accumulative energy absorbed by the target reaches the threshold for causing an appropriate damage effect. Disruption, repairable damage, or catastrophic destruction. Check this out here. Check the image out. Figure 1. Archimedes is credited with inventing the first do by deploying sun-reflecting mirrors against Roman ships attacking Syracuse in 212 BCE. So this is actually in history that sun-reflecting mirrors were used as directed energy towards a Roman ship to put this ship on fire. So what this reminds me of is, I know many of you out there probably done this, you get a magnifying glass and you get out in the sun and you put it over something and burn it up. Same science. Similar science, except these weapons are able to be generated without using the sun. They can use electricity to generate that same beam. Okay, that same directed energy beam. A DU is a weapon system that uses an energy source and a pointing system to control the delivery of electromagnetic energy. For example, electromagnetic, laser, microwave, photonic energy, and nuclear radiation as a means to damage or destroy enemy equipment, facilities, or injure enemy personnel. An ancient Greek legend describes how in 212 BCE, Archimedes defended the city of Syracuse from an attack by Roman warships by constructing a glass reflector to deflect and amplify the sun's rays to set the Roman warships afire. The story has been much debated by historians and been dismissed as a myth. So whether this was true or not, but very possibly it was true. However, modern technology is enabling designs for DU that are game-changing weapons and are currently in development. They may enable targets to be engaged at the speed of light at tactically significant ranges. Willis, a missile warhead functions to rapidly transfer kinetic thermal energy at the target. The DEW functions to rapidly deliver and accumulate a damaging level of electromagnetic thermal energy at the target. The desired damage is achieved when the target absorbs a level of energy adequate to disrupt its correct functioning. All right. And if you go through the actual table of contents here, one of the sections talks about integrating DEW into air and space operations. Okay, so at this point, it's overkill on the information that's out there that talks about this. And we have an article here. Check this one out, breakingdefense.com. Laser weapons finally seeing real progress. Missile Defense Agency official says, this is August 17th, 2020. 23. So in the same time Maui is on fire, this article comes out right after. Remember, they said that they plan to have these up mid-2025, late-2020s. Now, that was just a guesstimation. So that means that, hey, that could be sooner. And we've seen them showing you know, projects and experiments they've done all the way going back to 2007. There have been some really impressive results. I bet there have been some really impressive results, said MDA Executive Director Laura De Simone on recent directed energy tests. Recent directed energy tests. I wonder what recent tests she's talking about. I wonder. This out. We're going to now start to go into these events that have been happening to see if we can see some things that would make us believe this technology is at work and possibly other technologies that we may know about or maybe don't know about and is a mystery and unexplained. It says here, why the blue car did not burn in flames. Maui fire mystery. So again, you have concrete, cars being cremated on concrete, the water's on this side. So the fire's all coming from here, allegedly, and then it's getting hot enough to heat the concrete and catch the concrete on fire, cremate all these cars, but this blue car somehow avoids, you know, you got cars in front, car behind, and the blue car is almost like it's been untouched. You also, there were other instances of other blue items not burning, where you had all this property burn here, and even you got, the trees aren't burnt, trees are intact, and you also have these blue umbrellas that are untouched. But everything else around, the property, though, is gone. The building is finished, but the trees and the umbrellas are fine. So these are the things we have to, that we're asking, what's going on here? This doesn't make sense scientifically. And it's not just in one instance, this is happening like all over the place. Well, when you look at the science, and this is somebody who actually has a laser at their disposal that they're actually testing and showing. Check this out. It says laser weapons can be programmed for different wavelengths. The laser is burning the white, the green, the red, and the yellow colors of this fabric, but the blue isn't being burned by the laser. because these lasers, remember, they talked about with precision, they could actually come in and destroy stuff, all kind of stuff in infrastructure and not harm humans. That's part of the precision of the technology. Well, here we see an example of this precision where the blue fabric is untouched, but the other things are burned. A different kind of laser doing the same thing. And now you have this blue car here, as well as the blue umbrellas that are untouched, but everything else outside the tree. Trees, I guess trees don't, in a forest fire, I thought trees were supposed to burn in a forest fire. So the fire did this to this building, cremated these cars, but this car is fine, and these trees and these umbrellas are fine. And that's what they want you to believe. And they want you to believe this is climate change that did this. It's all caused by climate change. Now, going back, this is a video, another one, DOES, Directed Energy Weapons in Action. So now let's take a look at some more of this technology in action. And we're going to talk, before we talk about Maui, we have to deal with what happened in California in recent years. I believe it was 2018. You had these strange, bizarre, similar instances happen in California. Notice how you see this house totally evaporated in its own footprint, but the trees around it are fine, but they told you a forest fire destroyed this house. Trees aren't burning in the forest fire, but the houses are. Somebody please explain this to me. And some homes are left untouched, similar to some of the stories we were hearing in Lahaina, how the millionaire and billionaire homes were untouched, but the historic buildings and the what you would call middle and poor classes, their whole homes were burnt to a crisp, and a lot of people are missing and didn't survive. And I wonder how many of those billionaire and millionaire were at home at the time of this fire in Maui. And you would think it would be a perfect time for them to be in Maui, being that it's the summertime and they'd be on vacation. I wonder how many of them, if any, were actually in Maui at the time that stuff happened there. Okay, but let's keep going here. Cars are fried. So here we see more. We see more cremated cars, melted metal, melted glass on a road, right? And the trees are fine. Somebody explain this. Scientifically, what I learned growing up in science class does not explain this phenomenon I'm seeing here. Even the bricks are burnt, right? The bricks are burnt, but the streets aren't burnt. Bricks and street are made out of similar components as far as rock and all that. And somebody please tell me what this is right here. What is this going on right here? I guess this is an alien or a UFO. You clearly have a beam coming out the sky, burning stuff on the ground. Just so brothers and sisters can see what we're wrestling against here. This is what Paul is speaking about and more of what things we are wrestling with, right? And so you only escape this type of phenomenon in the protection and hedge through Christ, in Christ, with the Most High. So the Pentagon came out when and said this? And notice how it's always Russia. And if it's not Russia, it's China. If it's not China, it's Iran. Pentagon came out in 2018 and said Russia and China have already weaponized satellites with this technology. Let's hear it. Hear from the horse's mouth. So it's Russia and China who have turned space into a war fighting domain where it was once peaceful. But see, the scriptures tell us Babylon sins have reached unto heaven, and that the beast that cometh out of the earth shall make fire rain from heaven. So what does that say about you, America, and the Pentagon, and what you're doing up in space? See, they want to plant the seed that they're, you know, that this is going on in space without them actually being held liable for doing the same thing, right? They want you to know this is what's going on in space, and then if they get caught red-handed with the technology, they can say, well, Russia and China were doing it, so we had to do it too. No, y'all are all working together. All right? One world order. Killer satellites, directed energy weapons, and more in space. So you mean to tell me this was a forest fire that did this, family? Again, I'm waiting for anybody out there that is an expert in this field of science to explain this forest fire where the trees are fine and the houses are gone. I mean, evaporated. There is no remains of these houses. No metal, right? Certain things burn at a certain heat. And so we're going to get into that science here in a moment, how the fire has to be a certain temperature for certain things to liquefy and evaporate. Well, I don't think forest fires do that. I could be wrong, but we'll see the science here shortly. Now, this was in 2018. This is in California. This is when people first started questioning, and where articles such as these, let me find it here, start to originate from. The space lasers are back. Conspiracy theories about wildfires were virtually unheard of 5 years ago. Now they're everywhere. So now with that 2018 event in California, people started questioning it 5 years ago. So they want you to be called loony and a nut job for questioning an explanation for this. And what we saw in Maui, and we'll see more of that here in a moment. See the beam? Same beam we just saw a second ago that was hitting that city outside that Shell gas station. And it's just sitting there on that same spot for 4 hours. So he came out, excuse me, he came out and made that proclamation the same time those fires were happening in California. Same way how we're seeing these things come out in the news about these directed energies, weapons being ready and great progress. Same week the fire happens in Maui. So we're looking at the timing of events also. So we have a 5G tower right here, and watch what happens to this tower. Gone. And they'll tell you it's a lightning.